The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
A minute.
I can't. Old Crunchlow's nosing about. If he sees me gassing, I shall be losing my job.
Yeah, your job's not worth keeping, you know that.
In this day and age, any job's worth keeping.
Beautiful girl like you shouldn't have to work, especially in a dump like this.
Aye, aye. This is where we come in.
Except this time, I mean it.
Oh, I see. You didn't mean it at first, Jed Cartledge.
Well, I sort of meant it, but, well, it was more like a chat-up. Well, now, it's for real.
Same bloke, same voice. Same words. How do I know it's for real?
Because it is. Haven't I asked you to come to Saudi with me? Would I do that if I wasn't serious?
You might.
Will you try me and see? Throw your job up and come with me. One-way ticket to bliss.
One-way ticket, all right. And if it doesn't work out, what am I expected to do? It shall lift back on a camel?
You make me laugh. Give us a kiss.
Not here.
Well, tonight then. Meet me tonight after work.
Go on then. I must be out of my mind.
I'll be waiting in my red Sierra reclining seat at the ready. Come on, give us a quick cuddle.
Get off, you daft thing. Oh, Eck, you better scarp her quick.
What is it? Oh, it's not Critchlow.
No, it's worse than Critchlow. Do as I say, sling your hook.
Cheryl, I've been looking for you.
Oh, hello, Mum.
Who were that with you?
I don't know, some bloke who were just passing.
We were pretty free with his hands for a bloke as were just passing.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. I may need reading glasses, but I'm not altogether blind.
Look, Mum, I'm over 21. What I do is my own business.
You had a look at that Jed Cartledge as working with your dad.
Except, get it straight, me dad's working with Jed Cartledge. Or more precisely, for Jed Cartledge.
So it were Jed Cartledge?
Could have been.
You want to stay away from him, Cheryl. He's no good. He's a waster.
He's doing pretty well for a waster. He has his own business and he's pulled out with work. Which is more I can say for me dad.
That's because your dad does things properly. Jed's slapdash, a real muck man.
What do I care?
And more to the point, he has a string of women. He's been taking time off this job to visit a married woman every morning.
Who says so?
Your dad says so. He's had to do half Jed's work as well as his own, because Jed's never there.
No, you're just making that up. Put me off him.
I should hope there's no need. You've got a good bloke at home and a kiddie and a decent steady job.
You must be round the twist if you think that. This job is the absolute pit, and you know it. And as for Nev, he's the biggest layabout on this earth. And he's probably going bonkers into the bargain.
How's it going then, Ray?
Just using me mega to check these cables. Nearly done.
Ah, oh, well, finish as fast as you can, because we're off this job tonight.
Finish tonight? But I haven't checked all the earths yet. I need another day at least.
Oh, I don't know what you've been doing with your time. I knew you were a slow worker, Ray, but not this slow.
I'm a safe worker, which is more than I can say for thee. That rewiring you did this morning, it was rubbish. I've had to do it all again.
You've been checking up on me?
Only where I thought it were necessary.
You stupid old-fashioned git. I'm not paying you good money to do it all twice.
If it needs doing twice.
Right, anyway, I don't want to quarrel with you, not as things stand.
What things?
Just get them cables checked and we'll be off.
What about that new disboard in the stockroom?
Oh, that. Yeah, well, it's done.
It wouldn't have done last time I looked.
Where do you think I've been all day?
Chatting up lasses is what I thought.
You've got a very low opinion of me, Ray Colcliffe. It's not nice, not from a mate. I'll put in as good a day's work as anybody.
Well, would you like me to check that board anyway? I mean, me having a bit more experience, like.
Look, are you winding me up? If I say a job's done, it's done and that's the end of it. Now it's down tools time and off home.
Well, I could do with knocking off. My back's been playing me up OD. I shall go home and lay down for a bit.
Aye. Well, ta-ra then, mate. It's been good working with you. I'd buy you a drink, but I've got a bird waiting for me. Here, have a bonus.
Nay, there's no need.
No, go on, there is. You've earned it. Thanks for everything.
I don't know where she is, Neville. I've only just got in from doing my shopping.
She's always back by now. Connie's got the nipper and she won't bring you back till Cheryl's home. Don't trust me to have him.
I'm sure it's not that. Knowing me mum, she probably won't see Cheryl about summat.
Oh, she's been ringing up every 10 minutes. Is she back yet? Driving me round the twist.
She can be annoying at times.
I told her I'll let her know, but she won't give up. So I've left the phone off, you can come here.
Well, perhaps Ray might know. He were home first, but he left me a note. His back's bad and he's gone lie down. Doesn't want disturbing.
I thought Cheryl might have gone shopping with you.
No, not tonight. But she might have come round here. I'll wake Ray up in a minute and ask him. Between you and me, it's been too much for him, this job, working full time. His back's not up to it yet. And it's been a lot of worry. That Jed Cartledge... Luke Nev, I did hear some talk about working over. An urgent order. I can't say for certain, but... Yeah, there was overtime mentioned.
I've been out all day with my petition.
How's it going?
Well, I were checking through it, and one joker had signed himself Charlie Chaplin. They think it's funny people being on the streets without a roof over their heads. They're sure to something to laugh at.
Oh, she'll wake Ray.
It's not funny. How would they like it? Oh, they all think it can't happen to them. They think it's somebody else's business.
If I were you, Nev, I should go back home now and wait for Cheryl. Who knows? She might be there already. Or if she's trying to ring you and the phone's off the hook.
So the racket. Oh, Nev, it's you.
Oh, I'm sorry if we woke you, love.
I thought there were a murder going on.
Nev got a bit carried away talking about his petition, but it's just going.
Oh, still on with that, are you, Nev?
Have you signed it?
I don't know. Have we signed it, Reenie?
Well, I expect so. But perhaps Mark hasn't. Leave it here, Nev, and I'll get Mark and Wendy sign it and drop it back.
I wish you were more like you two. You set an example to us all.
No. How's that?
Well, offering a place to Mark and Wendy. We're using every room in your house.
Ooh, it might look outright from where you're standing, but you're not in thick on it. I can't wait to get shut on them.
You mustn't do that. But a three-bedroomed house and four adults, well, that's how it should be. If everybody behaved as selflessly as that, we'd soon see a big reduction in homelessness.
Oh, aye. Well, how come you're living in a three-bedroom nice Neville Binns and only two adults, eh?
Ray, don't upset him.
Dunno come preaching at me till you put your own house in order.
Ray, you're absolutely right. Well, here I've been campaigning and not seeing what were right under me nose. I'll go home now and talk it over with Cheryl. Well, that's if she's turned up.
Wait, what's happened to Cheryl?
Oh, just kept late at work, that's all, Ray. So off you go, Neville. You talk it over with Cheryl.
Yeah, I'll come back for me petition tomorrow, eh?
Yeah, you parcelled him out pretty quick.
I'd had enough of him, that's why.
And what's all this about our Cheryl?
She's not gone straight home and... Oh, Ray, I don't like think where she might have gone instead.
So what's it like in Saudi, Jed?
Smash in. As much as you want of everything.
I heard as there's no booze there.
Oh, yeah, well, as much as you want of everything except booze.
And I've heard the harsh on sex outside marriage. And where would that put me?
Well, that's only with their own kind. They're not bothered about what foreigners get up to.
Are you sure? They're bothered about foreigners drinking.
You're just dreaming up objections, Doug. Now you come with me, it'll be all roses, I promise you.
It's not as easy as that. I mean, there's me kid for a start, and then there's him, Neville.
I thought you said you'd had enough of him.
That's a mild understatement. He's got me to screaming pitch.
Well then. Oh, you're lovely. Your skin's that soft.
Jed, not here. There's folks looking.
Oh, who cares? Turn around this way a bit if you're bothered.
Tell me a bit more about what it's like in Saudi.
Oh, it's wonderful. Paradise.
What sort of food do they eat?
Arab food.
But what in particular? I mean, for instance, what do they have for the breakfast?
Oh, bacon and oatcakes.
Oatcakes?
Well, it's a kind of Arab oatcake.
Jed Cartledge, have you been stringing me along? You don't know the first thing about Saudi. Have you ever been there before? More to the point, are you really going there now, or is it all just part of your famous chat-up? And you're sure he's off down Saudi?
Aye, flying out in a couple of days is what he told me.
Oh, what a relief. I tell you, Ray, when I saw our Cheryl in that corridor at work...
Aye, it were a good job you didn't tell me about it there and then, else I'd have Saudied him good and proper. chatting Howard Cheryl up after the way he's been carrying on with that married woman and boasting about it.
Oh, I should have thought our Cheryl had more sense.
She doesn't know him like I do. Oh, I tell thee, Reenie, I've had to check every bit of work he's done at Brindley Potts. It were all botched. Thank goodness he were away as much as he were, else I'd never have kept up with him.
You should never have took that job in the first place.
Oh, I dunno, I knew it. It's learnt me a lesson. In future, I'm not taking on any job except where I'm responsible for my own work.
All the same. How, Cheryl? I can't help worrying.
We've had enough of straying off the straight and narrow in this family. You and Bryn.
And you and that Elaine.
Nay, that one now. She never got as far as...
Hush, here comes Will.
Mind if I join you? Oh, take a wee top of my feet for a second. I think they've all got drinks for a minute or two.
Still pleased with your no-smoking area?
Oh, aye, it's not dropped off in popularity. And a lot of folks is congratulating me on it. There's one couple says they're going to change their local and start coming here. Said they couldn't have breathed some nights, place they used to go.
Well, that's good news, then. So now, what about the healthy food?
Oh, leave him be, Reenie. She never lets up, my lady. Give her an inch and she'll take a mile. I bet you'd forgotten all about it.
Oh, no, I, Anna, I've been thinking about it a lot. But as I said, I kind of do salads and all that, but I've found somebody as can. And she starts next week.
Who is it? Anybody we know?
Oh, you know her sure enough, eh? Into that Raytree.
What's on about? How should I know who it is?
Well, you had a bash and didn't get very far, so I reckon as she's up for grabs now. And I consider it's time I had a bite of the cherry.
I don't know what you're on about. Who is it? Who have you set on for mech salads?
Hey, Will, give us another five.
I'll have go.
But who is it?
Well, who do you think it is? Elaine Steele, of course. Who else would it be?
Well, that's a turn up for the book. Look, well, if that turns into summat, Elaine and Wilf.
I hope it does. And I wish them well. But Ray, it can't be a good idea for Elaine. Just try and get over a drink problem and come and work in a pub.
hang on, Connie. I think I can hear her coming in now. Yeah. Yeah, here she is, yeah. Right. Yeah, you bring him as soon as you can. Your vigil's over.
Who were there?
She gran. She wanted to know when bring the nipper back.
Oh, he's never still with her.
Well, she won't bring you back till you were home.
No, I suppose I said when I left him. I didn't know I were going to be this late.
Oh, she's been on the phone every 10 minutes. Nearly drove me screwy. I took the phone off Fuke in the end.
Oh, well then, that explains it. I tried ring you, but all I got were engaged. I've been round my mum's.
I went there looking for you.
Oh, when were that then?
Well, about time you should have come home.
Ah, well, you see, I mean, how it were, like...
Well, your mum said you were working late on an urgent order. Doing overtime.
My mum said that? I mean, I don't know. She knew about me working late. At the time, like, when you were there, before I called in.
Funny they never mentioned I'd been. Mm. I had a very interesting conversation with your dad.
With my dad? Yeah. You mean about work he's been doing at Brindley Potts?
No. No, about all this homelessness. See, he pointed out that I hadn't a leg to stand on, campaigning against underuse of property when we've got an empty bedroom.
That's all right, then.
Well, you don't mind? You're quite happy about it?
About what?
Well, our lodger.
Our lodger?
Yeah, I took your dad's advice and did something about it immediately. I went up Hanley bus station and there was this poor old man down on his luck. Nowhere to spend the night. So I brought him back here.
Here?
Yeah.
You mean he's here now?
Yeah.
Where? Where is he?
Well, he's installed in our spare bedroom. He'll be down for his supper in a tick. You'll meet him then.
Today's episode was written by Joyce Holliday. The Colcloughs was devised by Tony Perrin and is a Mike Hopwood production.
The Colcloughs return with another episode tomorrow.